ho, ho! What's up, Fool Podcast? Thank you very much for tuning in for another week of What's Up, Fool Podcast with your host, Felipe Esparza, and the co-host of the year.
Yeah, man. Rodrigo Torres in the house.
The co-host of the year, man. He was doing so good as a co-host. He started a podcast called Yeah, Man, with no host. With no co-host. That's going hot. A lot of people tune in every week to listen to Rodrigo talk about stuff that he forgot to say on the What's Up Fool podcast. A lot of very hardcore listeners right now, man.
Yeah, dog. They're asking for the new one.
I know, man. It's been a while. I haven't done an enchilada one in a while.
It's been, 3 weeks almost?
Yeah. But I might do one with Isaac and Lisa.
Oh, that'll be cool, dude.
Yeah. Mico. So, everybody, man, my rabbit was sick for a week, but Slippers. He's good now, man. He had a thing called, I don't know what it's called, but if you have a rabbit, if someone gives you a rabbit this Christmas, give them that rabbit back. You're not ready for that type of responsibility, man. It might cost you $60 to buy a rabbit, but it's going to cost you at least $200 to get him fixed if something happens to him. So anybody giving you a rabbit, don't take it, man, unless you have a lot of heart, a lot of love to give, a lot of patience. And because, man, my rabbit, like, an ear infection, it started off slow, man. Like, he was just chilling by himself, all quiet. And then all of a sudden, man, he started scratching his ear. And these are the signs that I didn't notice. He was scratching his ear over and over. And then, dude, he was walking like a fool looking up. Like, he had a head tilt. And what happened with rabbits when they get sick or they have an ear infection, it's a head tilt that they lose their balance and they start falling down and they can't reach the floor. They can't find the floor.
Like vertigo, huh?
Vertigo, straight up. So he started spinning, right, to find his balance. And he kept turning him, bro. Like, I don't know, man. I was losing my mind. So we come home from the podcast last Wednesday, and we couldn't find the rabbit. We couldn't. Slippers, where you at? Fool, he was hiding in the kitchen, bro, like on a corner because he had his paws on the side of the corner because he thought that was the floor. So he was looking up, and his one paw was holding the wall sideways, so he thought that was standing up.
All disoriented.
He's all sad, dude. Man, I was so sad I was crying, bro. In the middle of the night by myself.
It's your little baby,
I don't know if you ever watched The Green Mile. I was like John Coffey, bro.
Okay, boss.
I was like John Coffey holding those two girls. Ah, get all kind of shit coming out of my mouth. We took them, man, we had to force feed her with needles.
Little syringes,
three times a day. Lisa, the manager, had a schedule, bro, every day, 5 o'clock.
Hydrated, dude.
We had to put him in a blanket so he would stop turning. The little eye to the right eye, bro, was all tore up, bro, looking like my ex-roommate Ribeye, bro. Looking like somebody who didn't pay Juan Garcia on a gig. Well, anyway, so imagine, you ever seen break dancers when they do that, when they stand up, when they balance their face on the ground and their legs are standing up?
Head spin.
That's how our rabbit was spinning, bro. It was so depressing. Probably one of the most saddest things to watch for a pet owner. Because, you know, when we bought the rabbit, nothing showed up about what could happen if we go sick. All the happy things showed up.
Good times,
binkies. But if you're going to buy a pet, I'm just telling you because of mistakes that I did. Look up ailments that could happen to a rabbit. Look up what could happen to your dog if something happens because you got to be prepared for this stuff.
And you guys weren't ready for it, huh?
Hell no, bro. It was like having a newborn, bro. And you know I don't like newborns. But it was, man, I was like John Coffey. So we had boxing tickets to go watch that fight the last Saturday.
Bernard Hopkins?
Bernard Hopkins, you know.
Knocked out of the ring.
He was pushed, he said.
Yeah, by a fist. Eh?
So I had tickets for that fight that Beto Duran hooked up, so I couldn't go because the rabbit was sick. And I went to be there. And then I had tickets to go see the Nutcracker. and you Charlotte with my nieces and Lisa.
Little musical.
So I got to go, bro. I went with all my nieces. Shout out to my niece Gia, Dana, Tabitha, Sarah Connors, and my sister Marsha. We
all
went together, bro. I took all my nieces. Let me tell you, man, it's expensive, bro.
Oh, yeah? You had a little trip.
I'm used to going with one kid, bro.
You had a mean crew.
I had all girls.
I know.
And girls, let me tell you, man, when kids are not with their parents and you ask them what they want, they always want something.
They went wild.
They went wild, bro.
That's cool, though, dog.
A lot of taking out of the wallet. Intermission, bro. They're ordering cookies, brownies. And, you know, I'm fat and I'm vegan, but I know what treats to get. So my niece get that one right there. But I don't know what that is. It's wrapped in aluminum foil. Let me tell you, man, anything wrapped in aluminum foil in a place like this is going to be good.
Hell yeah.
She opened it up, bro. It's a fat ass ding dong.
Heaven.
Heaven, bro. Of course, she had no napkins, so I gave her a napkin. So she's out there eating. We're all munching. I've never seen the Nutcracker. Have you seen it?
Just like little stuff on TV.
I've never been to a ballet.
Nah. How was it?
They don't sing, bro. They just ballet.
It's just all dance.
All
right?
Dance, bro.
Yeah, dude.
It's like a
choreography.
It's like watching a silent movie.
Yeah, dude. That's cool.
So if you don't read what the ballet's about, you don't know what's going on because you know it's all sing, all dancing.
Little theme of the story or whatever.
Let me tell you, man. I took my nieces to go watch Men in Tights. Then after that, after the ballet, we went to go have Chinese food at Hop Wu.
Where's that at, dude?
Hop Wu. It's on North Broadway, and I will go check it out if you guys are looking for a place to eat. Hop Wu. We had the fried Szechuan noodles and eggplant. My brother and Shmila met us there to eat. They had almond shrimp.
Oh, dude, I've had that before. That's
you
bomb.
Like it?
Yeah, dude.
My mom said not almond shrimp, walnut shrimp.
Yeah,
you like it?
Yeah, I had it at Wong Kok. It has that kind of little bit of like a mayonnaise, a little bit like what? You know.
That's mayonnaise? I don't know. What
it
that
looks
was.
Some like a little. It's almost if it's not mayonnaise, something consistent with it, like you know, something mixed with eggs, a little bit of cream. But it's bomb, dude. I like it.
Oh man, one thing I like about Chinese
acquired taste, of course.
What I like about Chinese restaurants during the holidays is they still give you a calendar.
Hell yeah, dude.
So I got this calendar made of bamboo. It's like a little scroll.
Uh-huh.
I think this year's it's going to be the year of the rooster.
Yeah, because last year's year of the horse or something.
Yeah,
right?
So it's going to be the year of the cock. You hear that, ladies? That's funny, man. You know Chris Troy's going to do that joke.
Hey, bro.
It's the year of the cock.
All the way from Star Wars. Right?
Shout out to comedians, man. This is a little note, man. A little Christmas note from, you know, right here, Felipe Esparza.
Word to the wise.
Word to the wise. And for anybody, not just comedians, anybody that's taking on a job for anyone, whether it's a neighbor or your best friend or a brother, a sister or a mother, anywhere where you got to do a job, and I mean stand-up job, a task that requires compensation, before you say yes, it's very important to ask, how much does it pay? How much am I going to receive? Because I don't know about you guys, but I don't like going into any job without knowing how much I'm going to get. Because that's the thing that's going to be on my mind the whole time. You're not going to get 100% of me if I don't know how much I'm going to get paid. So
assumptions.
If you're a young comic who are not at the level of Rodrigo, you know, and they're asking you to do a comedy show, ask how much it pays. Or if they ask you how much do you want to get paid, always double the money you want. Like if you want to get paid $200, you ask that motherfucker for $600. Because let me tell you, man, all you want is $200, but you're going to ask for six. Let me tell you, man, if I'm only going to pay $200 and somebody asks for six and then for some reason he accepts two, I feel like I won. But on the other hand, the other person won because he always wanted $200. So right. You're getting over on him. Because let me tell you, if you want $200 and you want $200 and you ask for $200, you're not going to get it.
You get 50.
You're going to get 50, all right? Don't be a fucking idiot, man. Also, upcoming shows, January 14th, I'll be at the Miami, Florida at the James Knight Center. I'll be a guest on Mike Epps' tour. Just a guest. January 21st, Los Angeles, California, at the Novo in downtown L.A. We just added a second show. Rodrigo Torres. Yeah, also, man. Who's also going to be
Dean
on the
Edwards,
show?
Right?
Dean Edwards, yes.
The great Dean Edwards.
The great Dean Edwards will be on the show.
He's been on the show, too.
January 27, Atlanta, Georgia, at the Punchline. February 16th through the 19th, Pleasanton, California, at Tommy T's. February 23rd through the 26th, San Antonio, Texas, at the Improv River Center. Also in February, I'll be doing sets on Mike Epps and some more shows in Orlando, Cincinnati, Raleigh, North Carolina, Dallas, Texas. Check out all the shows at Felipe's World/tour for all the info.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
What's up,
fool? What you got your lady for Christmas, bro?
Was she listening, dog?
She ain't listening, dog. The other chicks are listening. They want to know if you're single.
I'm not single, dog. I'm taking it. I'm going to get her some cool. I got a gift card to a little place and then fucking a little essential she needs for a little home, you know, a little printer and shit. So, you know, and a couple other little knickknacks.
Oh, man, you got to get her coupons, bro.
Coupons. Because, you know, you want to get somebody something that they'll use, too, not that it'll just be sitting there, you know what I mean? That way, you know, life necessities it.
Oh, man.
What's up, fool?
That's funny. Thinking about yesterday, my wife, she made a soup, bro. Corn chowder.
Uh-huh. How was it? Bomb?
Man, it was corn chowder, but corn chowder has lemon in it, right, on the bottom, just for a little taste. But she forgot to take the lemon out when she was blending it.
Like, so, and what do you use for the actual, a whole lemon?
Yeah, no, you put the lemon in, right? But she left the lemon in, and then the blender, the hand blender to break up all the corn and potatoes, whatever it's in there,
right,
to make it look creamy. So the lemon got blended too, bro.
So how did it taste?
So it's the lemon and the zest. It's like lemon corn soup, bro. That's why Theo couldn't save it.
Nah, but still, was it good though?
You know me, man. I love soup. I'll drink it.
I got to the bottom of it.
Yeah, man. You could tell, man, it would have tasted more delicious if it didn't have all that lemon in. Maybe threw in some corn. You like soup, man?
I like soup, dude.
Corn chowder?
I like corn, clam chowder, all that
broccoli
stuff.
Macaroni.
No, broccoli soup?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, broccoli cream favorite. Soup. His mom?
A little bacon bits on top?
Oh, please, forget about it. Even onion. Cream. Yeah, dude, and even, what's that, the onion soup?
I don't know, man. I don't like onion soup.
No? I like that layer on top, fool.
Also, people, shout out to the people who left us a review on iTunes. We still need them. You're asking me, I wish I could do comments on iTunes.
You can.
You don't know how, it's how you do it. You subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And if you're on SoundCloud, you subscribe to the SoundCloud app. And then where the thing is playing, you could just comment while it's playing. Wherever you're at, you could add a star to it. You could repost it.
Oh,
anything like that helps our podcast continue. We're not asking for nothing from you guys. We're not trying to sell you nothing. Rodrigo just wants you to know that he'll be at Flappers in Montclair when?
December 29th.
December 29th, man. He'll be there with Yogi Berra. What's his name?
Gracie, Johnny Roque, and Flacco.
Johnny Roque, yeah. He look like Yogi Berra, bro.
When he sits down, fool. We got the little Johnny Bench look, fool.
Also, check out Joey Coco Diaz on CISO.
CISO.com.
You know, there's a lot of other shows on CISO, but it's funny when you don't, like, when you're not in the know, when all you know is your favorite comedian, like Joey Coco Diaz. There's other comedy on there.
Oh, yeah. They have, like, a bunch of old shows.
Fucked all those shows.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Tell about Joey Coco Diaz.
You know what I'm saying? So you go up there, you sign in, you put your credit card information, and before the month's over, you cancel so you get it for free. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you got to do, man. Cancel that shit.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Also, they just finished writing the pilot for the show.
Yeah,
the
you're
ABC
talking about
show,
it. That's
and,
awesome, fool.
So far, so good,
what
man.
What can you tell us about it?
I could tell you it's funny.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, well, I let Lisa read it, and I let my niece read it, and she thought it was funny, so we'll see.
That's what's up,
They're still taking a lot of notes. We're in the beginning stages of a pilot. It's still a pilot. I'm not calling it no television show because a television show needs to be on television to be a television show. Right now, it's just a pilot. It's still like when you start cooking. You don't call the ingredients the meal.
I made a cake. Not yet.
Not yet, man. You haven't made no fucking cake. George Lopez gave me a Christmas sweater.
Yeah, I seen them. You were wearing them on that event. Have a Chingon Christmas.
Yeah,
that's like cool, dog.
Yeah, man.
Christmas sweater.
I also went to the Boyle Heights on First Street on First and Boyle for this girl I follow on Instagram. Her name is Extra Bell. I don't know her name, but every year she gives out blankets for this homeless shelter, and it's one of the few homeless shelters that accepts men, because some homeless shelters only accept a woman and the children. Because they come from abused families or they kicked them out. And so they accept men, and we gave them a lot of blankets, bro. They have like 5 carloads full of blankets right there on Boyle Heights.
So she does that just to get them ready for this time
of
year?
Do it for free.
Because right now it's super cold,
though. Oh, man.
What's up, fool?
When I was there, guess who I met? You know what I mean, man?
Talk to me.
I get excited just to meet anybody who I think is cool, whether you're a famous comic or a musician, or you're just a guy famous for being a guy from the hood. I met the guy
famous
who started my Vince Scully shirts.
Really?
The Vince Scully shirts.
Before anybody had shirts. Before even Dodgers had shirts.
And Vince got Scully arrested shirt. At Dodger Stadium for selling them.
Shut up, dog.
Yes. Vince Scully is my homeboy shirts. He started it. It's some Mexican fool from Boyle Heights.
Shout out to the guy.
Good at that, bro.
Shirts.
His name is Del Rail or Rail Al. He's my friend on Instagram now.
Unfollow that fool.
Well, he told me how he got busted. He made a lot of orders on the internet because he was delivering shirts, like, you know, like passing them out loud. But then he had like 50 of them. And then he said, fuck it, I'm going to be in Left Field Village. I'll give it to you guys there. So they found out he's giving away all these Vince Scully shirts that were sold already on the internet.
Okay.
So this is how they got me, bro. They send this hot-ass chick.
Oh, they baited that fool.
They send that fool a hot chick with a Dodger blue shirt.
Like an entrapment over here.
Showing belly button.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he goes, are you out of shirts already? Yeah. I wanted to buy one so bad. So now they're already sold, man. They're already sold on the internet. So they start drinking, dog. She's touching his shoulder.
Shut up, fool.
Come on, just sell me one. So he sold her one. My 5 friends want to buy one. Bring them. They show up, bro. One of those 5 friends had a badge. The other one had a handcuff. And the other one had a way to walk him. And the other one had a cop car. They banned him from Dodger Stadium for 6 months.
Damn. Okay, quick question. Was it LAPD or was it the LA Dodger Police?
LA Dodger Police.
Security? Because remember we got kicked out that one time and they escorted us out? That was days ago, 2002, so, dog.
He told me that the guy who came up with Los Dodgers, he forgot to renew the copyright. That's what the Dodgers bought it.
Damn.
So that means to tell you, bro, the Dodgers have a press person that's supposed to come up with all this cool stuff, but can't come up with shit because you don't know the fucking streets.
The flavor.
The only way to come up with this shit is to be from the fucking streets. Like Los Giants, Los Gigantes, that was from the streets.
Why don't they hire that fool?
Because they don't, bro.
And that's what I'm talking about. Inclusion, diversity, that should be an example of it, dog.
That's right, bro.
Get out of here, dog.
Yeah, so he was banned for 6 months. So I'm going to try to get him on a podcast because he came up with a lot of cool stuff that the Dodgers already stole.
Anything that ever happens is cool that makes it to the mainstream starts on the streets. From haircuts to clothing styles to way people talk, fool.
To sagging?
Yes, fool. Dude,
you got to beat him, bro. He's a cool dude.
That was a sting operation.
Oh, he's the one that came up to with the, he came up with a shirt with a red beard for that homeboy. Wilson, yeah.
Or the other guy that did third base.
And the leprechaun look, he came up with it.
Oh, really, dude?
Yeah.
See, what's up? And then they jack it, dog?
Yeah, and now they got yarmulkes with the LA on it.
So where's all those young Latino lawyers that these fools need representation? Step up already.
I don't know, man. They're East Side Love, bro, eating cheese.
This fool said eating cheese, dog. Okay, wine bar now.
But that's crazy, bro. But you know you're coming from a punk background, DIY background, you know, from voodoo and knowing all these punk gigs. Everything that's cool started from the street, dude. From somebody's garage. Huh?
Yeah, and that's, dude, that's lame that they jacked that dude's thing. The homeboy wasn't savvy enough to renew it. And it's like, dude, hire him already. Let him do some more cooler shit for the organization. Dude, it's but lame.
Catching that fool look like somebody, bro, that has never spoken to a hot chick.
Dude, that fool deserves hot chicks for that invention, dog. Two of them, dog. And then he can settle down after having about a year of fun.
Hey, what a mean sting operation.
Oh, man. My God. I feel sorry for that fool. I wish I was there to help him, dog.
Nobody helped him, bro.
I can't be everywhere, dog.
But make sure that's balls, bro. But think about it, bro. He really – those guys are selling shirts outside Dodger Stadium. There's a copyright thing too, right?
Yeah, all that shit's infringement, dude, on it because you're using the name. But still, I'm sure like by that time, Vince Scully didn't have.
So after the arrest, stuff, you know, Dodger Stadium started selling the Vince Scully shirts.
Yeah, dude, but it's like, come on, give the dude credit. Hire him to do some stuff too. Those two fools, you know what I mean? Those are two, dude, think how many people, even though on the bottom, you know, ever since, you know, Valenzuela or whatever, people were saying Doyers and all that stuff. But I mean, they invented it. So like, bring somebody in, include all that stuff. Zero creativity also, at the office.
And also that, remember that Dodger mariachi guy, the one that wears the Dodgers wrestling mask and the mariachi shit?
Uh-huh.
When I was in San Diego, he told me that, one of the ushers, security guards, told him not to wear the Dodger wrestling mask. And then he just took it off for a little while. And then he looked at me and said, they told me to take it off, the Dodger mask. They told me not to wear this. But last year, they gave away San Diego wrestling mask. Like, they took my idea.
Yeah, fool.
Yeah, they took his idea.
They jacked him. It's a cool idea.
I'm telling you, bro.
Even like at Angel Stadiums, they give away wrestling masks, Angel wrestling masks. I mean, come on, dude. Give me a break. I mean, I don't know if that Art Moreno came up with that because he's Mexican or whatever, but somebody did. It was started a little idea and they blew it up, dude.
And then Los Giants used to be spelled with a Y.
Yeah. Dude, and same thing there too, dog.
Los Cardinales del St. Louis.
The San Luis.
Because everybody tries to do a little spin on nationality, huh?
Yeah, and remember when that whole thing happened with the Suns and that whole Arizona law and those fools came out with a little jersey? I mean, I think they did it organization. Somebody like popped up, Los Suns or whatever. That's cool, man.
Everybody trying to get in a mix.
Well, hey, we got to sell tired those Spanish.
We got Arabs getting kicked out of an airplane.
You seen that?
Arab, that's fake. I don't believe anybody with a million followers that anything happens to him, bro. I don't believe anything, bro.
I didn't even think about that.
I've been on airplanes, bro, and I look Arab.
Yeah, we've heard people speak Arabic before.
Yeah, man.
On flights.
And I get more scared, man, when somebody has their phone on.
Or got a Samsung.
I think, man, we're going to be all right.
Yeah, we're going to be cool. There ain't nothing going to happen. Nothing's really going to change. Just keep shining.
All you got to do, man, is stop clicking on the first news that shows up on your Facebook.
Yeah, be a little smart about it, dude. Come on now. It's on Facebook.
It's like some crazy stuff. Like as soon as you click, it stopped raining and whatever. You look clicking it. Next thing you know, they're trying to sell you underwear, bro.
Exactly. They're just wasting your time hooking you in there, dude.
Hook.
Line and sinker.
Sinker, bro. Yeah.
It's a good pitch.
What's up, fool? That's how we look right now on TV? Yeah. We're coming on HD now.
I gotta fix my face, eh? No.
What's up, fool? Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, man. All that stuff. Hope you guys are doing good. Get some good gifts.
What's up, fool?
What's happening? Hello?
What's up, fool? Who is this?
This is Jesse from Houston, Texas.
What up, Jesse?
What up, Jesse from Houston, Texas?
What's happening in H-Town?
How's the holidays treating you?
Cold weather than hot weather.
How's the holidays treating you?
Oh, it's treating me good, man. Just chilling out, took vacations for the week, just hanging out at the house, cooking carne asada right now.
Oh, shit. Invite, dog.
Oh, wait a minute, man.
No shit.
We got to talk.
What up?
Tell him.
That's a Texas thing right here, bro. He's cooking carne guisada, which is different from carne asada. Carne guisada is with red sauce, and it's delicious.
You let it simmer in the pot, right?
Yeah, and you add a little bit of cheese.
At the end?
Taste of Texas to make those burritos. Yeah. They're fucking good. Is that what you're making, bro, right now?
That's what I'm making, man, but I kind of cheated. You know, I put it in the crock pot.
It's all good, bro. That shit comes out more moist. You can just peel it off.
Exactly.
It's like pulled pork, man.
You You know, bro, it ain't really the lazy style because you got to fucking wait for that shit for 6 hours. So.
Well, see, that's the kind of the crock pot where they use it. I just put it in the morning, go to work, come back, and it's ready. Paula
Deen.
You
know it, bro.
hey, Jesse, want to hear a sad story? One time I put shit in a crock pot, and then I went on a binge, bro.
You're not supposed to come back a week later, dog.
I came back later.
Yeah, chicharrones.
That shit was rotting, eh?
Oh, my God. I'm sure that shit, a house stunk.
It did, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I put the crock pot, but I put a roast, potatoes, carrots, onions. I was going to eat that shit with some bread and butter.
Say Patty's Day over here.
I was living at Boylston, dog. And then when I came back, bro, man, it was bad.
Oh, my God, fool. Oh,
I felt good again, bro. I felt good making it. I felt good throwing it away.
Got caked on that shit, dog.
Yeah, man. That's one thing, man. When you're a binge, a guy who party like that, you shouldn't do stuff like that. You shouldn't, like, plan on making tamales for everybody. You'll be left with husks.
That's true, man. That's true. I got to tell my wife, man, when I used to party back in the days, I never thought about food. Now, I'm fucking hungry all the time, you know?
I know, man. When you used to party...
On an empty stomach, eh?
When you used to party, and then you're standing next to somebody, and they go, hey, bro, I feel like making something to eat. You're like, gross.
Gross?
You don't want that, dude. Who wants to eat, dog?
I remember, man, I was partying hard, bro, at this crack house, and then the guy started, like, he brought out this kettle with oil, and started, like, deep frying chicken and potatoes, bro, while I was there smoking, bro.
Damn. Oh, man.
It doesn't sound appetizing when you're partying, dog. Maybe a little frozen burrito.
Was that fool with a bad face.
Oh, my God. That's the ugliest man alive, fool.
So what's up, Jesse? What's your favorite episode of What's Up, Food Podcast?
Oh, man, there's a lot, dude. I especially like the one with Miklo, Damien Chapa.
Hell yeah,
like
that's a good one.
That guy from your old neighborhood, the older guy. That
yeah, Ray Escalera.
I thought that one was good, man.
Yeah, Ray Escalera.
That's some real stuff right there, a veteran right there, dog.
Yeah, bro, you should have seen
that.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Avery, you want to get a good laugh, bro? You should Google Miklo and the general, his homeboy.
You keep calling him the colonel.
The colonel.
The colonel.
Yeah, the colonel. Yeah, he used to be an Elvis impersonator, bro.
Right. He still looks like one, dog.
And they got sued, bro.
Why?
It's like, it's the other person's fault. You want to do a movie, and you want to hold Miklo and that guy so that you, give us 10 grand.
A holding
and then
deal?
The movie doesn't happen. I'm supposed to give the 10 grand back?
Fuck that.
Okay, then. Okay, then.
You held me for that time, that's it.
That's how I see it. I don't see a lawsuit here.
Hell no.
I see a guy that doesn't know how to conduct business.
Sounds frivolous.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for calling, Jesse, man. And also, man, I'll probably be over there in Houston, like in Cinco de Mayo. And I don't know, baby, check out Baby Bash. She's having a smokeout this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Hey, Rodrigo, you like that meme I made, man, with you tag banging?
Oh, fool, this fool. That you shit killed was hilarious, me, dog. And, dude, this fool, all these fools hit me
that
up.
That was you, right?
Yeah, this fool. Yeah, I retweeted
that shit was
it.
Hilarious, bro.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. Keep shining, dog. Thank you very much, dog. Thank you for listening.
Thank
happy holidays.
You guys.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Yeah, man.
It's a little joke.
What's up, fool? Happy Kwanzaa.
What's up, fool? It's a Batman at face.
What's up, fool?
What up, dog?
Victor from Eagle Rock.
Oh, you're back again, fool.
What's up, fool?
How you living, dog?
Go have some vegan tacos, bro, at Organics in Eagle Rock.
I told this fool about it on Tuesdays, eh? Taco Tuesdays, eh?
I've been good.
Any updates from the lady that jacked me or what?
Nah, fool, she's hibernating, bro. It's fucking winter solstice. So she's not coming out.
To all our listeners right now, our caller right now, he lives in the same neighborhood where Rodrigo Torres lives, the same street where that woman took his $1,700, and he has more. He has more history, bro. She got another tenant, bro.
No, not that I've noticed.
Hey, what happened to the old boyfriend that looks like Vicente Fernandez, dog? Is he still around? Because 80's still dying his hair, dog.
They've been MIA, dude. I haven't seen him at all.
Yeah, one day she complained to me that fool was cheating on her, dog. And I kind of felt bad for her, dog. Till the shit happened to me, I was like, "Fuck this bitch."
Somebody would cheat just for, she's a side chick, bro. For a double
back. So what's up, fool? What's your favorite episode this year?
The last one where Felipe fucking imitated Pops, dude. I had to pull over and start cracking up.
That was me, brother Rodrigo. Oh, both of us, right? Oh, it was both of us. This is how I do it. Hey, bro. And that's Rodrigo right here.
Who was imitating me, bro? Yeah, man.
Hey, dude, I died, dude. I was crying. I haven't cried laughing in a long
time. It's because you know him and you know what he sounds like. That's why, fool.
No, and I could just imagine, dude. That's why I was like laughing. It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, fool. It's hilarious, dog.
Yes, sir.
So this past weekend, I work at a bar and Superstore cast and crew were there. And at the end of the night, Colton Dunn, I was talking to him, and he said, yeah, you should check out my show. And I said, yeah, I did. I got turned on by Felipe Esparza. He started cracking up. He goes, that guy is hilarious. That guy's doing big things, and he's one funny dude.
Hell yeah. Colton Dunn, bro.
That's awesome, dude.
That's the brother in the wheelchair.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You know my favorite episode, bro? When they were talking about you do this, you do that, and that one girl was telling Colton Dunn, yeah, man, like you never brag about your, oh, check out my Jordans. Check out my new Jordans. That's funny, bro, to say that, but I got a wheelchair.
They all were clean.
That's it, man. I told you, yeah, they say they love you there, man. They say that you're doing big things, so I'm glad to hear, you know, you keep working hard, you know?
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys. I'll let you go because there's a lot of people trying to get on the line right now.
Hell yeah, bro. Thank you very much. Happy holidays, fool. Hit you up.
He's in the mix, bro. You're in the Hollywood mix, dog.
I guess that party works out. A lot of people go there after.
I like how people use the podcast street cred, bro.
He's networking it.
I know, like... What's up, fool? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What's happening? Who's this?
It's Rick.
What up, Rick?
Florida.
What
Rick
up?
From Florida.
What's happening? How you been?
Chilling, man. Just working right now.
Hey, Rick, you're the guy who met us over there at Fort Myers, right?
Nah, man.
Okay, my bad.
That's El Choriz.
El Choriz. All right. What's up, Rick?
Yeah. Chilling, man, right now, just getting down from the scaffold.
Damn, fuck, you're a working man, huh?
Yeah, man, I'm a hustler.
Hell yeah.
So how you celebrating Christmas this year?
Of course, we got to do it on the 24th, you know, doing the big, raza style, you know, everything.
Man. Who makes it tamales, your wife or you do, or your mom?
My grandma. But this year, I told her to do a little different, man. You know, put some cheese in those tamales because me and my wife are vegetarian like about 6 months ago, man.
All right.
So, you know, yeah.
I know, man.
Trying to keep it healthy.
Hell yeah, bro. How's that going, though?
Well, you know how it is, man. With Mexican family, you know, meat eaters, carnivores. Yeah. It's, you know what it is. You get the negative, you get the positive sometimes.
You could tell your mom or your grandmother, when you go to Publix, you could buy yourself some vegan chicken and tell her to just put in the chicken tamales for you.
They got that shit there?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
Publix has a lot of stuff over there. I went there with Adam Murray.
Yeah, been a couple of those Publix.
Yeah, I didn't know they had the vegetarian turkey.
Yeah, they
chicken.
Got the vegetarian stuff there, bro. They even got like a turkey loaf, but it's fake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
I gotta check that out, man, because I'm there every week, but I've never seen that. I just get a lot of the shit that has, you know, vegan or vegetarian. You know, we don't eat anymore, but yeah, that's cool, man. Thanks for letting me know.
Cheer it up, bro. What's your favorite episode on What's Up Food Podcast?
Ooh, man, I gotta say all of them, man. But I like the one when you had Giancarlo, man. That was pretty spiritual.
Yeah, it was.
That was really cool, man. It's a cool episode.
Yeah, and then when you had Barry Katz, that was a little bit motivational, you know, get you on the grind.
Yeah, man. You're the king of the intros.
And, other than that, man, I mean, I think one of the call-in shows when you had Sincarin, man, that shit was funny as hell, man.
That was a cool-ass episode, dude.
I know that.
Yeah, man. Especially when he had his fans calling.
I know, man. Like, I was surprised that that woman was all into Sin Karin because it's weird. Like when usually when a black person likes heavy metal, he loves heavy metal. He loves heavy metal. Like I knew a couple of cats growing up, Rodney Shaw and Donald Shaw, and they were part of the Stoners, bro.
Those original Stoners were heavy metal listeners, dude.
Hardcore, dog.
Hell yeah, dude.
And they do it for the ladies. Well, yeah, thank you, bro. Yeah. Rick.
I mean, I got to go pick up the guitar, too, shit.
Hell yeah, dog.
Where in Florida you live?
I live over here close to Tampa, man. It's called Palmetto, but I'm everywhere.
My oh, Palmetto, like, dog. Hell yeah.
I'm everywhere. Right now, I'm close to Siesta Key, the beach.
Oh, yeah, man. I like that part. Well, thank you for calling, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. Happy holidays, my brother.
All right. Merry Christmas, guys, and have a happy new year, man. Keep it up.
Like you. Thank you.
What's up, fool? Feliz Navidad.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
It's Enrique. Enrique Villa from Tucson, Arizona.
What's up, dog?
What's up, Enrique from Tucson, Arizona?
We can call you 100 times. Yeah, brother.
You've been calling since 11, huh?
Yeah, I forgot you guys were an hour behind.
Oh, damn. Sorry, dog. If you're driving the engineer crazy, you know?
Hey, brother, I'm Alex Villa's cousin from Bugsy's.
You're who?
Alex Villa's cousin.
Oh, what's up, fool?
From Bugsy's.
He went to the show.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah. He's his cousin is that guy Alex, Big Alex, that used to book us at Bugsy's where Gabriel Iglesias lost his virginity.
Hey, so he told me a funny ass story about y'all. I don't know if you remember or not. He said that he introduced you to a midget one day, and you went up to him and he said, "Hey, so I just met you, and I'm nuts over you." Remember that one?
Yeah.
That should have me dying, bro.
Oh, hey, man,
my
back.
Favorite show is that Corey Holcomb.
Hell yeah.
And, that John Stelly. Pretty much all of them, but those ones.
You like those two?
Huh?
You like those are your favorite two?
Yeah, I got all kinds, but those are the ones that stick out as of right now.
Corey Holcomb's fucking the shit, funny, dog. Man. That's the funniest man alive, dog.
Yeah, welcome to the ghetto part of the show.
All right, guys, just keep on doing what you guys are doing, man. I really appreciate you guys. You guys are doing good. I appreciate you guys, everything you do and everything.
Thank you, bro. You a baseball fan?
Yeah.
When does spring training start in Arizona?
I believe it's like end of February.
The White Sox are from Tucson, right?
Yeah, the White Sox come down here. I think the Reds, Mets.
And the Cubs, I think.
Yeah, and the Cubs.
And the Dodgers are there, too.
Starting to come over here, too, now, man.
Yeah, man. I can't
Why do they choose Arizona all the time?
It's hot.
When it's cold?
Yeah,
over here.
Everywhere is cold.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Except that the Dodgers used to be in Vero Beach. Well, I don't understand why.
Yeah, and then they went to Arizona, right? Yeah.
Are the Cardinals in Arizona, too?
I think so. Yeah. Is it the St. Louis Cardinals? Yeah,
No, they're in Florida.
Oh, no, I don't know where they're at, actually. Tell you the truth, man. I think they were here for a while, and then they went to Florida.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What's up,
the Giants are here.
Thanks for calling, bro. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you guys have a Merry Christmas, too. Thank you, guys.
And get me some good food at Iggy's.
At Iggy's?
Iggy's the bomb, huh?
9 or 8, I'm going to have to try it out.
Oh, what? Bro, that place, Iggy's, that's the first place I ever had fries with ranch and bacon bits.
Damn. Sounds good.
Yeah, I just had that yesterday, matter of fact, man. Yeah, EG's. Yeah, that's a good shit right there.
That
man,
place,
got the Buffalo ranch
EG's?
Fries, bro.
EG's.
Oh, EG's.
That place, bro, is like a place that a pothead invented. Like, you might say, hey, man, I want a turkey sandwich and a corn dog with lemonade, and they have it.
Original munchies, dog.
Yeah, I got a sandwich and a pretzel with one of those icy drinks over there, man. That's straight up top stoner shit right there.
Hey, tell Rodrigo that they sell pizza fries there.
Oh, that, dude. I've seen that on Facebook. Oh, that shit looks bomb.
They put fucking hot pepperoni.
The tank is the Buffalo Ranch ones.
Really?
These new ones. Buffalo Ranch, and then throw on some blue cheese on the top. Little combos.
Damn.
Good shit, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Coming down to Arizona next year?
Yeah, we're going, bro. Hopefully we'll be going there.
All right, brother. Yeah, I told him, I'm going to bring my cousin next time up there. He wanted to come up there and check it out.
Tell him, bro. Bro, I'll never forget your cousin, bro. When he came to Los Angeles, he was hanging out with me and Gabriel Iglesias and Willie Barcena on the corner of the Laugh Factory corner. And Alex showed up with a guy, I think he called him the Gimp, and he had a cane. Yep. He had a cane, right? And he was telling me, this is my homeboy, man. He's pretty hardcore. He goes, he was dragged one time by a car, and another time he was shot, and he was left for dead. And then I looked at him and I said, but man, he has bad luck, bro. Why are we standing in a corner with this guy?
Next victim.
They should have called him Lucky, bro. Yeah, he told me that story. He said that. I asked him about that because you had told me that last time I seen you in Tucson. And I asked him, and he said, yeah, that's what rolled off of A Mountain, bro.
That's what happened to him?
Yeah.
God damn, fool.
Yeah. Well, it was like the Tomb Raider 2, man. Yeah, from the hood.
Crazy, dog. What's up, fool? Thanks for calling.
Hell yeah.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank
man.
You, man. Thank Shout you, out to brother. Big Alex from Bugsy.
God.
See you guys next year, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, brother.
Yeah, man. Like Big Alex was a 6'4" Mexican dude. That was crazy. But everybody around him was smaller and crazier. Yeah, the guy, he jumped out of a mountain, I guess. Out of a cliff.
Oh, my God.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, man?
Turn on the radio, dog.
It's nice to finally get the call, man, or one of you guys answering, man.
Hell yeah, dude. How you living? Who's this?
My name's Francisco, and I'm from Orange County, man.
What up, Francisco?
What's up, Francisco? How you doing, man? How's the Orange County life?
Posted out here in the rain, man, in Anaheim.
Oh, it's raining?
Already, man. So just to let you guys know, I have favorite moments, man, not episodes.
What's your favorite moment?
My favorite moment was when you had Angela Johnson as a guest, and you told her she can give you some bon cuicui. And she kind of took it in the wrong, you know, she thought you meant something else. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that.
Yeah, man. That shit was hilarious, man. I literally laughed all fucking night, dog.
I know, because I wanted her to do some bon cuicui, do the character, but she looked at me weird.
And I'm pretty sure, bro, I mean, she's a good-looking girl, so, you know, she probably gets that kind of shit all the time, you know. Oh, excuse my language, but.
Yeah. It's all good, dude.
But yeah, man. And episode, the most interesting one to me was the one with the. He's an Iranian guy. He owns the Laugh Factory. I don't know.
Jay Masala
and Fraser Smith was co-hosting.
And your laughs were funny, man. They had some kind of like effect to them. I don't know if you remember that, man.
Who?
No, like the laughs were funny. That they had some effect on that episode because you recorded it at the Laugh Factory on the top.
Yeah, it was Fraser Smith. When Jay Masala was talking about Fraser Smith lost that
the
job.
Radio gig. He was like the biggest radio DJ in Los Angeles at the time.
Yeah, and he got caught sleeping with the owner's wife.
Of the
station.
And
the next day they took down all the billboards. He said he went up with a ladder and took them down, some of them.
Oh, my God. He was that pissed.
That pissed.
Oh, my God, dude.
Because I guess he goes, well, that was a crazy-ass story, though, man.
You'll never work in this town again.
Ever.
Yeah.
Any other little moments?
So, how are you celebrating Christmas this year?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, just with fam, man. You know, just get fucked up.
Hey, man. Do you have those family members that show up to your that you see, but you only see them every once in a while at Christmas? Do you have those cousins that you slip away and go do crazy stuff on the side and then come back?
What do you mean, like those muscles come through? They like, come through your say, house and
no,
then.
No, just say that you're at a party and the familia is there, and then you have like a cousin or a brother, someone you sneak away to smoke a joint and come back later like nothing happened.
For all the time, dog. I remember that shit when I was young, dog.
Those are the best times when you have a cousin like that, huh?
Hell yeah. We would just smoke up and we'd disappear for a little bit. Say we were going to do something in the car and just come through stone like a motherfucker.
Go to 7-Eleven real quick and get some nachos. Eh?
Our eyes were redder than the fucking than the reindeer's nose, dog.
This fool,
yeah. That reminds me of this joke I used to say, bro. I said, one time I did so much coke that Santa Claus came to my house and said, Felipe, with your nose so bright, won't you glide my sleigh tonight? What's up, fool? Thanks for calling, bro.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, dog.
What's up, fool? Feliz Kwanzaa.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Man, I've been trying to get through. The rain's like taking out my...
You got through, dog. What's your name, fool?
We calling from Orange County? Oh, we lost them. Yeah.
Hello.
Ooh, hello.
Hello?
Yes. What's up, fool? Merry Christmas.
Hello. What's going on, Felipe? What's going on, Rodrigo?
Chilling, bro. You got
what's
through.
What's up, bro? Who's this? You sound familiar.
Yeah. This is Eric from Fullerton. I talked to you guys a couple months ago.
The truck driver, right?
We talked about, I was going to ask you about Joe Coy. Like,
what's up, fool?
What up, Eric?
What's going on, man?
What up, man?
Not much. Just here chilling, trying to stay dry because it's rainy outside right now.
Hell yeah, man. What's your favorite episode of our podcast?
I mean, it was hard, but I got to say, the one with the three of you were pretty cool with you, Lisa, and Rodrigo, but the all-time one from this past year was with Scruncho. That thing was hilarious, man.
That shit was hilarious, huh?
It's funny. I was looking through all your podcasts. I'm like, dude, this one's funny. But the whole thing with Scruncho with him, like, knowing how to skate and his backstory and him getting robbed by Pierre and now they're all cool. It's a pretty dope story with his aquarium. It's pretty cool.
I thought it was funny when he didn't have no basketball shoes and he wore boots, bro. And he painted white.
What is Adidas stripes, dude?
Yeah. And he said that, man, somebody leaving marks on the basketball court.
Someone
and also
over here.
The funny one too when he hooked up with a Southsider, bro. And he got all the Southsiders.
We go change.
And other African Americans to try to start a peace treaty. And they said
both of them got freaking jumped.
They both got jumped, bro. You jumped that homie and I jumped this homie.
The fuck out of here with that shit.
That's funny, bro. But he did get them to agree to kick their asses.
That was hilarious, dog.
Yeah, they're equal opportunity. The Mexicans will jump Scruncho and then they'll jump his other homie, the homeboys.
Yeah, so it worked out.
Worked out an ass whipping in the end. Straighten those fools out.
Question.
Yes?
Yeah, Rodrigo.
What's up, brother?
I got a Snapchat from the other day about the half-naked girl in the little...
Oh yeah, you sent me that one. I was like, "What the fuck, dude?" I thought there's a bar that this comedian George Perez used to have. It was called Second Base. I thought it was that spot, but you said it was another spot, right?
No, it's actually Bottoms Up on the Capella in Sampson.
Yeah, because that place looked a little cleaner, dog.
Hey, well, I used to go over there to California Girls.
That's a strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he used to DJ at. Yeah. Well, they're fully naked. Eh? This one has some like little short shorts and a little top and a Santa hat with a butt pose. I was like, where you at, dog? And it's all, what did I send you, dog?
I was going to send it to you, but you know, you don't accept people from,
From where, bro?
Good, though, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, because he's on Snapchat, Eric.
I'll follow you, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, what do you want?
But it's, I'll send it to Rodrigo, but it's Charwell, for real.
Bro, you want to watch some crazy videos? There's this guy I follow. His name is Lunatic, LUNATIC / on the bottom, Living. And this guy is like this millionaire guy, and he always has girls on boats, bro.
Is this the guy with gray hair that dances and
no,
shit?
No, not that guy, bro. Okay. The guy's a loser, bro.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't follow that fool.
No, this guy is like... He's
imagine
trying to...
that guy, Dan Blitzen, like something like...
Oh, bro, that guy is 5'2", dog. He has to be like that, bro. That guy is 5'2". He could...
Oh, no.
That guy, Dan Bilzer, bro... Whatever he is, Dan Bilko, he's a millionaire too. That guy, did a meme about Dan Bilzer startup kit.
Okay, all right.
His cargo pants cost $1,500.
Fuck that.
His shirt he's wearing cost $900.
The How to Be Cool startup kit.
The cheapest thing he had was Coke.
So, I remember one of your podcasts. When you guys brought it up, I was trying to figure out if it was on Twitter or Instagram, the Tiger sponsor. That thing was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it's on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Did you watch that video of that girl talking about she'll sleep with that 13-year-old kid?
Oh, bro, that's, I don't know. I mean, that's on Twitter, right?
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
And Instagram.
And their, and their webpage.
Oh, webpage, right? I was just laughing when you guys were talking about that, like some girl from Venezuela, like, oh, I can do anal, but she don't know how to pronounce anal.
I do it anal. Cool,
yeah, dog. Anything for the cheese, dog.
Ano nano.
R2-D2 sex, dog.
You know what's funny, dude, one, bro? Crazy. There's this power. There's this girl who's supposed to be like a fitness girl, and supposedly she sells vitamins and juicing, and she has like around 45,000 followers, and she takes all these photos with these good-looking men who are bodybuilders too. She goes to this fitness wear, bro. Tagged the sponsor, got a hold of her, and they posted a video of her farting on a on her camera phone for them because they wanted somebody that they can fart. Bro, the video that she took, it was like her butthole going.
Oh, shit. Dude.
And all and all her people that know her, they were tagging her friends. Isn't this your friend? Don't you work out with this girl? They took down that post 20 minutes later.
Isn't that Isaiah's mommy?
No, for real.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
She's like, she was like God first.
I was like, oh, God damn. Man,
but she forgot the other word,
gotta,
and God we trust. Yeah, it's crazy,
gotta catch
bro.
A slip and then I'll tag you guys, you know?
Every now and then, they put out some good ones, man. Dog.
Well, thanks for calling, dog.
Hell yeah, Eric.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Eric, for thank real. You, keep up the good work.
Don't forget to tag the sponsor.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Likewise, you know what's sad, man. Too, bro, about tag the sponsor? They catch gay dudes. They catch gay dudes, too.
Oh, yeah, you told me. I remember you talking about on the podcast. That show was hilarious, dude.
Hey, no, they're doing God's work, Doc.
It's sad, huh?
It's sad, bro.
Oh, right,
it's sad.
Take care, guys.
Later, bro.
What I leave.
What's up, fool?
Nah, I didn't get through.
What's up, dog?
What up, Doc?
What's up, man?
Who's this, Doc?
What's up?
Who is this, fool?
I won. This is Martin.
What up, Martin? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Idaho.
Damn! How you living out there? Cold as hell.
Boise.
Cold as fuck. No, I'm not from Boise. Fuck, man.
We got a wind chill factor of below 2, huh?
Hell yeah. Oh, there, bro. When it gets cold, they heat up more potatoes.
It was like below 15 a few days ago. Well,
make some French fries, dog.
Yeah,
how you living, dude?
Park out there.
What's your favorite episode, dude?
Favorite episode with you guys?
Yeah, man.
Corey Holcomb.
Hell yeah.
I'm the guy that had the back issues, and I thought I had diabetes.
Oh, what happened, bro?
Tell us, dude.
So anyway, Corey Holcomb's talking about how...
Patricia Neal lost a leg.
Yeah, he had to take a piss every 4 hours, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, fuck, I got to take a piss every 2 hours. So one day I took a piss like 14 times, and I was like, something's wrong. And I hadn't gone to the doctor in a while because I'm Mexican and everything. So I finally went, and then they told me, nah, you don't got diabetes. You're just fat, but your back hurts. your back is all fucked up. So anyway. Long story short, I got a fucked up back that was hitting on my kidneys.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then how'd you fix that? Are you working on it?
I don't know. I probably should, but I haven't.
Bro, every day, man, you bend down, bro, and you try to touch your toes, but don't reach to touch your toes. Just bend down slowly, bro, and every day do that. You don't even got to work out. Just every day, man, just it's called a crane stretch. It's like you're doing your body, like you're going to take a dive into the swimming pool, but you're not taking a dive. You're slowly going down to your toes without going down, and that works miracles, bro. My wife, she told me about it, and let me tell you, man, my back, it feels good, eh?
After a certain age, people don't even stretch anymore, though.
Yeah, dude, my father, man, never stretched in his life. That motherfucker had the worst back ever, bro. He's in a fucking one of those walkers right now.
Fools are making me want to stretch right now.
That fool put up his back tying his shoe. Man.
Yeah,
I help out with wrestling and stuff. So I work at a school district here. Anyway, I help out with some wrestling, and I usually try to get the back stretches. And I think that's how I messed up my back in the first place. But anyway, try to get those stretches in.
Well, man, I hope you get your back straight.
Heard you straighten up, eh?
Go ahead and go look for a sobador.
It's hard to come by, man. I got to travel at least an hour.
I know you drive then, huh? You know what? You should get one of those seat cushions that have the little balls
in the back.
I only see that in the movies, man. I don't know.
Well, bro, commercials, eh?
They're out there, bro.
Taxi cab driver ones?
Yeah, bro. It's made out of beads.
But work on your posture.
It's made out of beads, bro. But don't sit too much. Hard, bro. Don't sit on those naked, bro. They might lose a bead. No, get one of those beaded seat cushions, bro, for your back. And then, man, let me tell you, man, work that lumbar.
Hell yeah, dude. It's beyond comfortable.
Well, you have a Merry Christmas, bro. And I'm glad you found out what's wrong with your back. It was the Festivus miracle.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
What's up, fool? Thank you.
All right, you guys have a good Christmas too, man.
Likewise. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Man.
What's up, fool?
People don't stretch out, huh?
Dude, it's funny, dude. Like, these for the two fools that about the Corey Holcomb episode was like, man, you got to get yourself checked out. Like, dude, fucking people are like, now they got that MD, WebMD.com, huh? But, dude, you really have to go in to see what the fuck's wrong, bro. Fool thought he was diabetic, dog. No, you're just fatty.
What's up, fool? Thanks for calling. Happy holidays.
Oh, my God. Felipe Esparza Rodrigo, what's up?
What's up?
Who's this?
Oh my God, this is Cristina at Los Ordóñez and Instagram. Oh my God, a big
what's
fan
up,
of
Cristina?
You guys.
You're from Sacramento, right?
No, I'm actually from Southern Chile, right here by, well, let's say Adams and Crenshaw. I'm on Crenshaw, so.
Whoa, what's up? I don't know where Adams and Crenshaw is. I grew up right there on Washington and Oak.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through after, like, 96 tries. Oh, my God. You guys are so – I'm so excited. This awesome. Is, like, the best holiday gift I've ever gotten.
Shout out to Christina.
Oh, my God. I'm excited. At Lisa, I love you, girl. You're so smart. I look up to you. Oh, my God, Felipe. You couldn't have married anybody else. She's amazing.
Thank you. She said thank
Torres. You. Oh, my God. I can't wait to see you January 21st.
I'll
You're
be
so
there.
You're so close to me.
Yes.
I'll be taking the bus.
Hell
no
yeah, me too.
For me.
So,
oh my God.
So what's your favorite episode of What's Up, Fool?
Episode 92 with Buyepongo. They're my friends.
Oh yeah, Buyepongo.
Yeah.
That fool had that little phone, dog.
Yeah.
Little flip
phone. Oh there. Yeah.
Buyepongo is good.
Yeah, they're bad, dude.
I like. Yeah, we're gonna have a good show on January 21st. You're gonna like it. We have a special opening act,
musical guest.
Yes.
Guest.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm shaking right now.
So, how do you celebrate Christmas? Yes. Or do you celebrate Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Which one you celebrate the hardest? Christmas Eve.
Christmas
huh?
Eve.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, you know, Mexican-American. Well, Mexican.
Yeah.
You know, tamales, champurrado, raza, familia, drinking.
The
we
work,
go out. Eh? We go overnight hasta la mañana.
You got to make a lot of food, bro, so you can have a lot of leftovers the next day, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. That's a good thing, man. We get dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the next day.
So where are you calling from again? South Central, right?
Yeah, I'm calling from South Central. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got in. I'm always hearing people from, like, up north, down south, the east side.
I know, huh?
And I'm not anybody from South Central. And I was raised. I went to Manual Arts High School, but I graduated from Lincoln High School. So there you go. You're still in.
You went to Manual Arts High School?
Yes,
I did. Was there a history teacher at that school named Mr. Oof. I forgot his name already. His name is Richard Allen. Mr. Allen.
Yeah.
He was a Jewish guy.
I've heard of him. I didn't have him. We have tracks, but
he used to work at Dodger Stadium,
I don't
huh?
Remember.
Did he work at Dodger Stadium?
I don't know. I don't know that teacher.
I knew a guy named Richard Allen. He was a peanut man, Dodger Stadium. And later on, he married one of his students.
Damn.
Oh, that's cool.
But he married her when she turned 19.
Oh, wow.
And then later on, me and Ivan, we saw him at Dodger Stadium. He goes, Felipe, Maria left me.
He should have seen it coming. He was like the peanut planter peanuts guy with the little monocle.
She was allergic to peanuts, okay.
Look at Christina representing.
Yeah. She has jokes.
I learned from you guys. I was just watching your special. Oh, my God. I love that you have Vudoglosco doing your music. I love Vudoglosco. I'm a big VGS fan. Big. So we're connected now.
Rodrigo's a big Voodoo fan, too.
Yeah, they're the homies right there from Riverside.
Yeah, lucky you. I'm always seeing them at the Troubadour. Any local show that I could get into, I'm seeing them and constantly singing with them. My husband's like, dude, you turn into this other chick. I'm like, yeah, dude. like, I'm like in love with them. It's my favorite song, Love Letter. Oh, can never go wrong with Love Letter. Oh, cause I was like,
did I meet you in person already? You and your husband?
Did we?
Have we met before?
No, actually, the closest thing we have done is you responding to our Instagram.
Oh.
And it's like, we get so excited when you, because he drives the metro, he drives buses.
Oh.
And you once commented on a picture that he was in the Malibu driving that bus line, that's 34?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we freaked out. We're like, oh my God, Felipe Esparza. Oh. And then you asked us, recently, you just asked us about the train ride in Griffith Park.
Yes.
So
that's
you,
right.
You got excited about this.
Yeah, because I am going to go. I'm going to go to the train ride at Griffith Park tonight for the light show. It starts at 5.
Yes. Yeah. And tonight it ends at 8.
Okay, I'm going to go check that out. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 9 on weekends, 8 during the weekdays. Yeah, Miklo would love it.
I am taking Miklo.
Hell yeah, dude. Check it out. Connected.
Thanks for calling, Christina. Thanks for listening. We love you guys.
Hell yeah.
Have a Feliz Navidad.
Same here.
Don't drink too much. Rompope.
Rompope, dog.
Oh, my God. No, I don't need to, man. I'm excited now. It's like that. No more drinking. I got my drink, man.
Give us a yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I'll see you guys. Thank you very much, Christina, for having me. And, this is too exciting. Merry Christmas to y'all.
And likewise.
Don't forget to listen to this on Friday.
I don't know.
Don't forget to listen to yourself on Friday.
I'll be waiting. But probably. What time do you guys have? Usually you guys upload like at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, 9 in the morning.
Soccer. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
I love you guys.
Awesome.
You guys make my life,
we love
my
you
driving
too.
Mostly. I listen to you guys while you're driving. You guys make my driving easier in LA. So,
awesome.
Thank
right
you
back
very much,
at
guys.
You.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
I thought that was that couple I met at the Melomania show, but it wasn't. What's up, fool? Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a happy Kwanzaa.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, hey.
Hey, Mando.
How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, bro? What's up,
I'm
fool?
Doing... Man, I can't believe I'm talking to you, man. I just got chills.
Believe it, eh?
You're talking to me.
I just got chills.
You're talking to me. You're talking to Joe Diaz.
You know what I'm saying, cocksucker? Pop out on the fucking rock every motherfucking day. How you doing, bro?
So I've been communicating with a Felipe on Twitter, trying to get myself a sandwich.
Oh, that's the homie. That's the Armenian homie.
Oh, what happened? What kind of sandwich?
The
Vietnamese
Salvadorian
one?
Sandwich.
Oh, the pan con pavo?
Pan con pavo.
Nobody wants to be friends with an Armenian, man. Nobody
what?
Wants.
What? I know a group of Armenians,
I've gone
dude.
To food for less. I've gone to Food for Less. I've even gone to El Super. I'm literally standing out front with, you know, saying, hey, any Salvadorians, like, I need to make friends. Like, I will teach you how to make hummus. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll teach you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, North Hollywood,
I need this sandwich in my life. Like, I need it.
I know, man. Remember, I even tried to hook up with Marcela Arguello. Give this guy a sandwich.
And you know what?
She ignored me.
She probably thought you were trying to make fun of her or something. That's why.
I only compliment. If you look at my Twitter, I never.
This guy
disrespect.
Is obsessed with that sandwich. Trying to find it, bro.
Dude, I think there's a place on Van Nuys called La Carreta, Van Nuys, and I think, what's that, Sherman Way. You go up a little bit on Van Nuys, and they have pupusas. That's a Salvadorian restaurant. And I think during Thanksgiving, oh, but we passed Thanksgiving.
No, but Christmas coming, though.
Oh, Christmas and Thanksgiving, I think they have those sandwiches for, like, the weekend or whatever. It's called La Carreta. You may want to try, but any place that sells pupusas and stuff, I'm sure they'll have a couple days where they have that.
You got to make a deal, bro. A sandwich for a ponchik.
Yeah, something. A kebab, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Have you talked to Joey lately?
No,
Has
I haven't.
Joey told you about the story of the Armenian?
Yeah, the Armenian drug dealer, right?
They used to sell him cocaine?
So I met Joey by accident, and then we just ended up being friends. And so once in a while, I'll just drop bread off at his house, like fresh, like Armenian bread.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I won't even say hi. I'll just put it on his door and I'll just hang it and I'll leave. and he's, you know, and like he's like, it's freaking only Armenians. He doesn't even come to say hi. He just drops bread off and leaves. You know what? I said, Joey, I said, I don't even know if you could. If the bread's good for you, but I said it's like we're breaking bread. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm eating with you, even though I've never eaten with you before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just love, man. And Felipe, I'm telling you guys crack me up.
Hell yeah.
Crack
dog.
Me up like you wouldn't believe. And hell I yeah. really, really appreciate it, man, because it's something that people could hear and it's nothing but laughter. It's nothing but laughter.
Merci.
And it's education.
Merci.
So I really appreciate it, man. I really, really do. And that's all I wanted to say.
Hell yeah.
Merci, you know merci.
We appreciate you for listening, yeah. Big Dog.
Merci, bro. Hey,
if you guys ever need anything from an Armenian, reach out, dog. I'll hook you guys up. You guys have no idea.
I'm learning Armenian, bro. I'm learning Armenian to communicate at the YMCA in Glendale. Anglaren Haskanumen.
If you look up the history of that YMCA, only one person has a membership. everybody else.
I love it.
They just walk in, dog. They think, why do we only have one person registered, but the place is packed, and they're all named Armin. You know what I'm saying?
You're right, bro. I'm there at 7 in the morning, and I'm thinking, I don't see cars, but it's fucking packed.
Armenians be hustling, dog.
That sauna's naked, bro.
I'm telling you, they will arrest you for making fake IDs. But they will never arrest you for making a fake YMCA ID. Just letting you know.
Did you hear this, fool? I'm just letting you know. Oh, my God.
Keep your reference, dog.
Yeah,
I love
bro.
You guys.
I am going to.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
If my brother, he's married to a Salvadorian lady. If he makes sandwiches this year, I'm going to tell that fool to invite your ass.
I will not come empty-handed. Not come empty-handed. I'm telling you.
Take some
you that.
Bon cheeks, bro.
Bon cheeks. I'll give you some bon cheeks. I'll bring you some lavash. I'll bring you some sujuk. I'll bring you stuff that you're like, what? I was like, it's authentic home cooking, man. And,
hey, bro.
And that's what I loved about your sandwich because you're like, it's home cooking.
It is, bro. It's
good.
You
know what I'm
saying? Hey, bro.
And I love it.
That bread you're dropping off, is that Jordanian bread?
No. Okay. No. This I found a 24-hour bread shop in North Hollywood, man. Whoa. It's on Victory and Hazleton.
I know that is.
And they're open 24 hours. And there's a punch shop right next door. They might seem like they're closed, but if you knock on the door and be like, I need some bread, a lady will open it up and be like, what kind of bread you need? At 3, 4, 5 in the morning, 2 in the morning, you know? Because we get a hankering. You know what I'm saying? And it just works. So I'm willing to make a trade. I'm willing to make a trade.
So what's your name, man?
I love it when our cultures come together.
Hell yeah. What's your name?
My name is Burge.
Burge. What's your favorite episode, bro?
Yeah, Joey calls me the Armenian.
What's your favorite What's a Fool podcast episode, Burge?
Every single one.
Thank
there
you, bro.
There is not one that lets
Armenian
even,
power.
And even your casserole podcast
Thank
with
you.
Your lady.
Yes.
Educational, dog. Educational.
Thank you. Dude. Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, this fool, dude. Except no imitation.
Diaz, bro.
You know what I'm saying? This is what the love with the Armenian people, you know what I'm saying? We're sharing. We're crashing cultures, cocksucker. You know what I'm saying? Don't fuck around and we'll assassinate your ass as well.
I want to hook a Salvadorian up with rims. Like, I feel like that's the
I don't want to fucking laugh loud right now, though.
Who needs progressive insurance? Who needs progressive insurance? I'll hook you up,
Doc. Oh, you hook up progressive insurance? Damn.
Any insurance, Doc. Life insurance, progressive insurance, anything you need, Doc. Kim, you know what I'm saying? Doc.
Ned Ryanson.
It's full right here, Doc. You have the answers, Doc.
He reminded me of that one time I got into a car accident and the Armenian tow truck driver, he goes, "How's your back?" It's your back is bad. My uncle, he's a chiropractor. I go to the chiropractor. Yeah. He goes, "You need a lawyer. My cousin is a lawyer." Bro, the whole Armenian clan was involved in this.
Yeah, it has to. Grandmas, grandpas, everything, man. Like, we have, like, faith healers. Like, in our culture, we have, like, faith healers, too. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff gets shady, dog. But if you come into our culture, we'll love you forever.
Hey, bro, what do you think about that new show on Hulu about well, do they read your palms?
Palm readers?
Palm readers. It's supposed to be Armenians, but it's a show about Armenians in Hollywood who they control all the tarot card readers and all those people in Hollywood. It's like gangsters.
See, because we got into tarot cards because we know that tarot cards are all bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We used to read coffee cups back in the day.
You know who
have
does
you ever seen like the Armenians we drink those tiny espresso coffee cups?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen? Well, we flip it. Like you drink it, you get done with it, right? And then you flip it upside down and you leave it for like 5 minutes, like in its little dish upside down. Like my aunt would take that and read your coffee cup. And she would predict the craziest shit. And then one time she predicted that my uncle was going to die. Dog, a month later, dog, my uncle died.
Damn.
And my aunt said, "It's over. I'm never going to read a cup again in my life. It's done." Like, stuff was coming true. And then sometimes when bad stuff happens, you're like, I'm just done with it forever. So tarot cards, Armenians were more up to like the coffee cups. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my culture, in my family, that's how we did all the tarot cards. It was all coffee cups.
That's funny you say that. Angelo Sourouckas is a comedian from Toronto. He's Greek.
Uh-huh.
And he made some coffee for me on a pot at Russell Peters' house, and he read my coffee grounds.
What they say,
Doc. They start a podcast, Doc.
This will be a guy named Borge. He's going to call, drop some bread.
Well, thank you for calling, my friend.
Fuck yeah, dude. Happy holidays, brother.
Hey, man, just thank you guys. Just thank you guys for all the funny.
Thank you, man.
Thank you guys so much.
Ich pesses.
Shot loven.
Loven ich pesses.
Hell yeah, Felipe, brother.
I'll put on a class for you, dog. We'll just communicate in Armenian, dog.
Hell yeah, bro. I am down. Merci. Anglaren.
I love you guys, man.
I love you too, man.
Likewise, brother. Keep shining.
You too, man. Bye.
Yeah, man. That fool's crazy dropping off bread at Joe Diaz's house.
Oh, my God, dude.
What's up, fool?
Kill me right now. What's happening?
What's up, fool?
Who's this, man?
Jose.
What's up, little Jose?
You sound small, dog.
What's happening?
What's up, fool? Where you calling from?
New York City.
New York City?
Get a rope.
What's up, man? What part of New York?
Coney Island.
Brooklyn.
5 minutes away from Coney Island.
Hell yeah, bro. What's your favorite episode on the What's So Fool podcast?
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I would say Lisa, man. Martin Lisa. He's a pretty funny dude. Yeah, I would say that's one of my favorite
episodes. The three episodes? Remember the three of us?
Yeah, the Cholos one. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good. That, I can repeat it. over and over and over. It's so funny.
Thank you. So how are you celebrating?
Thank you.
How are you celebrating Christmas or the holidays this year?
Actually, I'm not doing anything. I mean, for the first time in years, I'm planning not to do anything at all. I mean, just chilling at home, trying to get drunk on my own. That's it. You know, I mean, I have a reason to celebrate because I'm graduating. I'm getting my associate's degree in a couple of days. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. I should, I don't know. Plan something, but I just feel lazy. I mean, you know, it's overwhelming. Work and school and work and school. Yeah, it gets pretty, you know, hectic.
Yeah, it can burn you out, man.
I know, man. You got work, school, then you got to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I do. You know, in reality, that's what I do every day. Because, you know, it's just like, first of all, that's the way, you know, that teach me how to speak English. But that's, you know, I use the podcast for that reason. Because, you know, then I can, you know, practice my English, you know, and learn some, you know, good shit. Oh, shit, I'm so nervous. I'm a little, you know, my voice a little shaky, but, you know, it's just like, I can't even believe that I'm talking to you guys.
You're talking to us, bro. You know what's funny? He's learning English from our podcast. They're going to walk up to Jose and go, hey, bro, how come you sound like Felipe?
This fool, dog.
Believe it or not, you know, this one of those things, you know, like, I address to people like, what's up, fool, or this fool.
Yeah, man. No,
bro, hell yeah.
You know, just people looking at me like, okay, what's going on? It's like...
It's conversational, you know, man. You're able to flex your...
Your tongue. This is, you know, this is what I learned from, you know. And,
so what's your first language?
I'm sorry?
What is your first language?
Spanish. I'm from Mexico City.
Órale, puro DF aquí, pues.
Órale, cabrón. Dale.
No. Rodrigo fue a México y se compró unos tacos de vegano. No mames.
cabrón.
Ahí mero, hijo, por la calle Reforma, ¿no?
Órale, Simón.
Well, where does that come from? That little twain at the back.
My theory is like
you're singing a song.
My theory is the Mexican Spanish is there, and then the Indian Nahuatl language that was there that clashed together. That's what I think, but I don't know. But that's my own personal theory. What do you have on that, Jose?
I really don't know. I think so. I can agree with your theory about, you know, the mixing cultures. Because, you know, if you think about it, there's so many people from, you know, from other states that go to Mexico City, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this is like, you know, people just created another, you know, sub-language.
Right.
So I guess that's what the slang of, you know.
It's only distinct to that region of Mexico, too.
Right. I mean, you know, because, I mean, all the people try to adapt it now, like states like Puebla, I think.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
They're starting to talk a little bit like that. But that's another thing. You know, there's a lot of people from Mexico City who move to Puebla or other states.
Right.
Because of the violence. So, you know.
And it's the biggest city in the world, too, that, like, constitutes or brings over their own little language or their sub-dialect of it, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty big. Besides that is big, I mean, it's like you mentioned it on the DMM podcast, you know? It's just like you could see miles and miles of, you know, of city, you know?
Oh, it's enormous.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's
and dense.
Really, really crazy.
Hey. You want to know another podcast you can listen to learn about English? I listen to it too because sometimes I want to learn other words. It's Grammar Girl podcast.
Oh, yeah, you played that.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, Grammar Girl. Tweet her later on and tell her that I sent you there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Terrific.
Yeah, it's called Grammar Girl. And she talks about, like, words, and then she talks about the history of where the word came from.
And you
start realizing that a lot of these words didn't originate in this country.
No, it's all derived from Latin. And yeah, that's where Spanish comes from, in English the same way.
Her name is Fiona Fogarty, I think.
And she talks about the mechanics of the English language,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she breaks
structure
down
and all that stuff. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Okay.
Grammar Girl. She puts up, she has a lot of tapes, right? So listen to her and let me know how it goes. Let me know on Twitter.
Sure.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, Jose. Feliz Navidad. No tome mucho, compa. Tú sabes.
Keep shining, brother.
Orale.
Orale.
Orale. Keep shining, guys.
Thank you, bro.
Much love.
We love you.
See you next year in New York.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Orale, sure. Mi chingón.
Orale, cabrón.
Orale. Last caller. That's it. Wow, fool. That was a good one.
Yeah, man. We're on the freeway doing this.
I don't know. Fast, I don't know where we're. That's funny, man. A lot of people who are learning English from us, not really English. Eh?
It is, dude. We have our own flavor and style.
Yeah, like the guy from who listened to us, Glenn Clark. He sounds like probably from East LA.
Bro. Well, that would be what's up, fool, and everybody, dog.
What's up, fool?
And that's
the guy from Japan.
Yeah, dude. It's funny how everybody grabs a little nuggets of knowledge over here. Eh?
When I go through SoundCloud and I find out where listeners are from, and I go, God damn, who the hell is listening in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, dog. Kuwait, fool.
Kuwait, what?
No. Ireland, dude, all that stuff, dude.
What's so full podcast? We'll see you guys next week. Next week, we're going to do a live podcast from the house. And it'll be Rodrigo, of course, Lisa. And we might have a lot of returning guests. We're going to have eating at our house. And we're going to have Flaco there, Martin Rizzo. We're going to invite a lot
Toby
of people
Hicks.
To Toby Hicks. A lot of people to just stop by and say hello. And we're going to close it out like that.
Dog. Yeah, and then we'll also be doing some Facebook Live videos and some Instagram Live videos, so check that out.
It'll be on Instagram Live, Facebook Live. Yeah, man. Happy What's holidays. Up, fool? Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, man.